something which is reality, which we will attain, which is essential, which will happen, a person when he will pass away, and then he will be bathed, given ghusl, and the cloth will be applied to his body, the fragrance, the janazah, funeral prayer will be conducted, and people will be there, and they will take his body to the graveyard. He will be lowered into the grave, and if Allah Ta'ala makes everything easy in the grave and makes the questioning easy, and if that grave becomes a portion of paradise, and if a person is put to sleep nicely, calmly, and then the trumpet is blown, and then he comes out of the grave, and no fear, no trembling, no grieving, very smoothly he passes all the phases of the day of resurrection, he crosses the bridge of Sirat, and he is saved from Jahannam, hellfire, and as he goes along he enters into Jannah, and after entering into Jannah he reaches to his palace, his mansion, and then he attains peace and contentment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this in the Quran, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Subhanallah, that person, along with this dunya and ongoing through this temporary world, he lives through this temporary world, and with this method he embarks on the journey after death, and he goes through all the phases and the tests. Then the Quran is witness, Allah is witness, that this individual, he is the most successful person. Most successful person. Me and you, we have been given a body, eyes, understanding, wisdom, food, bread, water, children, wife, difficulties, luxuries, problems, illnesses. In this dunya, however, Allah Ta'ala has kept us. But the person who departs from the world after persevering through all of these hurdles and difficulties, and he passes, when he turns back after reaching to Jannah, paradise, when he looks back, then he'll look at it as a dream. As a dream. He won't see the reality here. It will become a dream. Rather, he will laugh and chuckle. He'll chuckle. And he will say, oh, what's this, the time that passed? Today, if there's a problem, it's difficult to sleep through the night. And when an issue arises, a worry arises, or distress arises, then it's difficult to pass through the day. But all of this from Allah Ta'ala is a test, an examination. We shouldn't be worried about trials and hurdles, obstacles. This point that Allah Ta'ala has just mentioned, that every phase that will come, every question that will come, it is reality, haqq, truth, and definitely everything will come. And that's why we have got belief and iman. We've believed in all of these things, and we believe in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What he has said, that is to be, have doubt in this, to be weak, then this is the proof of weak iman for the human being. So our iman should be so strong that we are prepared for every test and challenge. So tell me that to attain this success, to pass all of those hurdles and obstacles in the hereafter, what should we do? What should we do? It's a big task and job and duty that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. A big objective. And we need to do, big amal, tahajjud and siyam and fasting and standing in prayer to attain this? We need to be muttaqis. We need to be those who will struggle, strive, make effort. All of this should be within us, in our lives. So how do we term a person who struggles and strives? A person who tries to practice for Allah. This is a mujahid, yeah? What is a mujahid? A mujahid is a person who strives and makes effort so he can get to paradise. So in the path of Allah, he struggles and strives and makes effort to get into Jannah. Mujahida. What is a mujahida? So don't take this word down the wrong track and give the wrong meaning to it. No, it's making effort so that we can reach to paradise, do good deeds. So what big deeds do we need to do? But subhanAllah, look, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace and mercy on this ummah. nation that for such a big journey will be called out, that this person has become successful and we sit in paradise to pass through all the phases after death, and if they occur easily, death, grave, resurrection, such massive tests and exams to come. If he passes through all of these with ease, what life do we need practically on this earth to get that? Allah Ta'ala says, I made it very easy for you, very easy for you to revise and prepare for that, for this ummah. What do we need to do? What's so easy? That thousands and thousands of paths Allah Ta'ala has opened up for us. Thousands to attain this solution. Not one. Thousands of paths. And those thousands of paths Allah Ta'ala has summarized them. How? Pay attention. How? That just if any human being who has iman, listen carefully, and identify your weakness. Any person, man or woman, who has iman, any person Allah Ta'ala says, any individual, if only just solely he does one such deed to thereafter that I prefer and like, I will make him successful. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Tell me, where did Allah say pray tahajjud? Where does Allah say I'm going to count all your salahs? Where is Allah saying I'll see this XYZ action of yours? Anything. Just one good deed bring. Allah says, one good deed, bring it to me. And if I like that and I'm pleased with it, that's the condition. I should like it, Allah says. That's it, the doors are open. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Subhanallah. So, we can't even implement one good deed? Think about it. One good deed we cannot earn for thereafter. So Allah, if I do this good deed, you'll be happy with me? And a deed, not a deed that is fard or wajib, it has to be a very high level action. No. There's no restriction. For a good deed, imagine that Allah says there are more opportunities for you to implement good deeds, more than the number of breaths in your life. That many examples of good deeds. There's no lacking of a good deed. And from all of those, just one good deed I need from you to forgive you. A man's going along, he's distressed, upset. Allah say, ah, you've come. We say, Allah, I've got nothing to blame. Definitely, we'll have nothing. None of us will have nothing. That with regards to the scale of deeds, we are finished. We are finished. We have no chance. But there Allah Ta'ala will say, take out all of his record books and deeds and let's have a look what he's done. And there'll be one deed that will glow and sparkle. Allah will say, oh, I like this. This was very beloved to me, this action that you did. Go into paradise. Go. Subhanallah. So what's the lesson we're acquiring from all of this? What's the lesson? That if we can't do big tasks and actions, at least live a life that every action, whenever you get an opportunity to do good, make that opportunity such that it gives forgiveness to you, to us, to me. That's it, end of story. That's it. Don't bypass any opportunity. No, if Allah Ta'ala has given a condition, just make me happy. I'll be happy with your one good deed. Jannah is open for you. And what is the deed? Allahu Akbar. One good deed. What's the example? How big should it be? How vast should it be? How expansive should the action be to get a good deed? Okay, look, you're walking along the path. You're walking, traveling. In your heart, you see that something's fallen along the path, across the path. For a human being, for any human being, if it will give a difficulty or an obstacle or a barrier, nobody's looking at you. No one's present. And you thought about the human being who may pass by after, that he will bump into this, and you pick up the obstacle and pass it, put it to the side. Alhamdulillah. In the heavens, it will be announced immediately that write down 10,000 good deeds for this person. This is hadith and fadail. How many? 10,000 good deeds write to his record. And these 10,000 good deeds will have so much value, that he won't need to have all the deeds under the sun to go into paradise. Allah says, from those 10,000, one will be enough to deliver you into paradise. Subhanallah. The rest, the 9,999, they will all elevate your status in paradise. You won't need them to go into paradise, you just need one out of those 10,000. What's the action you done? All you did was what? Nothing. Nothing. You just removed a boulder or a rock or an obstacle from the pathway. That's it. Allahu Akbar. You're walking along. You're traveling. An individual comes. And you didn't ask him, who are you? Hindu, Sikh, Christian? What's your religion? Who are you? You say, please listen to me, bhai. That if you get lost, how much difficulty a person gets if you're on the motorway and you get lost and you need to get somewhere quickly, you forget the route, the path is difficulty. If you see someone and he stops his car and he takes it to the side, to the hard shoulder, and you say to him, what's the problem? What's the issue? You don't know him. He has no link with your deen, your religion. He's a human being. He's the son of Adam. You say, what's the issue? You say, I'm very upset. I can't find my way. You stop, or you're lost, and he stops, and he puts his efforts behind him. He says, shall I tell you the way? I'll tell you, come. I'll explain to you, and I'll show you the path. And from above, the announcement comes. Record 10,000 sins of his eliminate right away. 10,000. 100,000 sins eliminate. 100,000, 1 million good deeds write to his name, he's gone into paradise, and 1 million times over elevate his status in paradise. Subhanallah. Announcement. Is this difficult, Jannah? Me and you, we've got a schedule and we're planning. Is this difficult to attain paradise? Look at this. This is for the ummah. Allah has opened the doors for this ummah. Yes, that, for example, somebody's being disrespected, dishonored. Look at the deeds, good deeds, the vast array, spectrum. So that, for example, you can earn good deeds next to your home, the ocean of deeds on every footstep. And in this day and age, this is it. This is the gold mine. That every man has chances. That look at, in and around us, the conditions and the circumstances that surround us. If you see somebody's being dishonored, disrespect, somebody's gone, and he saved the respect of that person somehow. He has saved his honor, his respect, his esteem, his dignity. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you've done such a great deed. Allah loves this action so much that one angel is created for you. And that angel's duty is that from birth and from death until Jannah, you have to protect him and deliver him into Jannah. This is the reward for the action of saving the honor of somebody. Why? Because you uplifted the dignity of that person. You safeguarded his respect. So there's an orphan today. There are so many orphans, this untold, unlimited orphans. Such cases, such events, people are shocked when they hear and see how orphans are treated. Yatim, orphan, he has no one to protect him or her. Allahu Akbar. And you've been soft with him. You put your hand on the head. In other words, you protect him, safeguard him. You listen to his distress or her distress. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I swear by Allah who sent me with haqq, with the rights. Allah's Prophet swore that Allah will eliminate all his sins and Allah will prepare 100% for him to go into paradise. And before he goes in paradise, all his adab, all of them will be wiped away. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he saw a human being, a person, that he was in the shade of the arsh, the throne of Allah, and he was sitting with a unique scene. Allah's Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he was envious. Allah, who is this person sitting in the shade of your throne with contentment and a beautiful way? And he said, Allah, who is this? And Allah said, Musa, he did great worship. I liked his good deed. What was his good deed? Musa alayhi salam asked. Allah Ta'ala replied that this man, he would, if somebody had pain, he wouldn't give pain to that person. Rather, he would not gossip monger against that person. Because gossip mongering and backbiting, facade creates on this, that you break this person's heart, that person, and you bring two people together, especially women. They put two people against each other. They pit two people against each other. So Allah gave that maqam such a high status for avoiding that sin. Now if we see today, that for us Allah Ta'ala has opened so many pathways. We just think about a few ibadat, few actions of worship, fine, they're okay on their own. But their acceptance, have we got any guarantee they'll be accepted? No. But these deeds Allah is mentioning, Allah Ta'ala immediately announces their acceptance. Immediately. So what's the difference here, brothers? That do we want to do these deeds that get immediate acceptance? We do, don't we? Then there's a methodology, there's a path so that you are continually doing them. Do you want to pray salah? There's a path. You have to go to the masjid and pray salah. You want to keep fast? Then there's a way you have to do those actions that Allah has defined as fast. If you want to do hajj, you have to follow all those rukun and the steps. So these thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of paths Allah has opened to implement these, Allah has mentioned a path to adopt. So you continually think about them. You'll have to adopt that path, implement that path. And when you implement that path, when you embark on that path, alhamdulillah, then all of your deeds are on this platform that we've just discussed. Subhanallah. And this is the point, the underlying factor. And what is that underlying factor that will encourage you to all day long do these types of good deeds? That you need direction, you need a basis. For example, if you want to go to the Kaaba, do you need to go to the Kaaba? You don't have to face the Kaaba, you don't need to do wudu to do this. There's one underlying factor, that wash your hearts. That's it. Cleanse your hearts. Purify your hearts. Clean the hearts. qalbi salim, Allah Ta'ala says. Make your heart qalbi salim. Whoever's heart is clean, pure, praise be to Allah, then he will implement these deeds all day long. These ibadat will run with him in parallel with his life. So an individual, if Allah Ta'ala who accepts these deeds due to his clean heart, then tell me, what will be the status of his tahajjud? What will be the maqam of his tilawat of Qur'an? What will be the level of his fasting? And if his heart is spoilt and dirty, then it's impossible that he will get this good deed. Rather, the big, big deeds he's running after, even they will go into the mayanness. I'm telling you this now. I'm telling you. Those hajj that he is counting, and he thinks he's proud of his worship, in reality, even those, they and those deeds will disappear and evaporate. But when a person's heart is made, purified, then his deeds, his ibadat, their levels increase. These small, so-called small deeds are being done every second, minute, hour. His heart is always busy, immersed in rahm and mercy. And it's gone into the assistance of human beings. He won't say anything against anyone. He won't be angry with somebody. He won't fight against somebody. He won't backbite against somebody. He won't gossip against anybody. All of his amal and his actions are focused on doing good to others based on the cleansing of his heart. So we need to work on our hearts. We need to make effort on our hearts, my friends. Then if we want our ibadat, our worship to be accepted, to get those deeds that Allah Ta'ala loves, wallahi, the friends of Allah, the walis of Allah, that in the world we see their high status. What's the reason? Because they have mounds and stacks of these brilliant good deeds of helping humanity. Stacks. My Hazrat, it was extremely cold in January in our town, our city. It was extremely cold in the winter, Multan. Yes, and Multan, it's hot in the summer. Very extreme cold in the winter. And it's very cold. It's a chilling cold, Dera Ghazi Khan, which is in the desert environment. So it was extreme cold. Hazrat Sahib had a blanket. I'm telling you, that event, that... And so an individual, young man, he went to meet Hazrat Sahib to the Khanqa. The door was shut. He couldn't go inside, so he sat in the corner outside. And he was awake in the night. He fell asleep. Hazrat Sahib stopped, took his blanket off. And not that get up, praise Allah, praise Allah. No, he didn't say anything, Allahu Akbar. He didn't command him anything. He took his blanket off. Hazrat, old, frail, extremely cold. He took his own sheet of blanket off. He laid it nice and straight over the body of that person. Until the morning, Hazrat sat with a kameez on his body. Imagine this. How cold it was. Just the kameez. And after morning, he didn't ask him for the blanket back. He said, can you give my blanket back? I'm feeling cold. No, no. What was the reason? Because his heart was made. All his life he made effort on what? His heart. On purifying his heart. Making so we don't work hard on our hearts. How do you make effort on the hearts? What's our basis? If you go to a wali Allah, you go to a sheikh. Oh, give me bayah. You can become bayah. Pledge allegiance. Give me dhikr. He's giving you dhikr. How many do I have to do? 1,000. Give me 2,000. We think our heart is being made? This isn't how the heart is made. If you want to make the heart, first and foremost you need niyyah. What am I going to do? What am I embarking on? What is this journey? What's my objective of going to the sheikh? Learning from, I pray salah, I read Quran, I recite Quran, I do sujood, prostration, umras. I do all of these already, worship. So how do I clean and purify my heart? Because there's no raham in my heart. There's no condition and feeling, emotion. My brother is hungry for so many days, I'm not asking him. I'm not asking about him. I don't look towards him. What are his condition? What's his condition? What's his issues? How? I say, oh, his smell. He smells. And there's a bad fragrance come from. We don't understand. Because we don't want to assist. And a person, if Allah Ta'ala takes that person through, when he gets a good time, then he forgets the other people who are going through hardship. Then his treatment of people is different. And he forgets that he went through those same hardships. The Quran explains this. My brothers, ups and downs come in life. Ups and downs. When Allah Ta'ala creates such circumstances, Allah is making the person wake up that when these conditions come to you, then you need to live your life in the same way. The way Allah Ta'ala has assisted you, you assist those people as well when they're going through extreme difficulties. Yes? So a person who wants to get to Allah, he's pure, clean, balanced. He knows. He's immersed himself. He's gone through problems himself. And he says, inshallah, this has happened to me. And I will not leave anyone alone. I will select people and bring them. I will embrace them. I will help them. I will assist them. Subhanallah. that how many human beings will be like me out there in difficulty? You think about difficulty, Allah give me courage, determination. I have recognized that I was a very hard-hearted person. I was like a rock-hearted person. I had no mercy on people and never thought about them. I kept on looking at my problems, my tiredness, my shop, my business, my success. And I didn't even think about the success of others. And I just thought about my children, about my daughters-in-law, about my sons. I didn't think about other human beings and their benefit and their help and their assistance. But those whose hearts are soft, merciful, they leave their own and they run after the strangers. They don't worry about themselves. So here, if you go and sit in the khanqah of Wali Allah, yes, they will never embrace their own children, their relatives. They don't think about their relatives. They have love with the human beings. They have regard and sincerity with the human beings. In the khanqah, I've seen this, learned this, that people didn't even know who was the son of Hazrat, of the Sheikh. They don't know. Because they all say, we are the son of our Sheikh. Because he tells us of. They all say, they accept him, they accept his love so much of his children. They say that the Sheikh is like my father. Allahu Akbar. They forget their own blood fathers, their physical fathers. I tell you the truth. They never cry after their fathers, their memory. But when they see the Shaykh, they say that this is like our father. His words, they give us peace, satisfaction, because his heart is made and he is focusing on human beings, society, and he's making people's hearts alive. He's making their qulubs, their hearts alive. Whenever a student goes to a wali Allah, take your heart sincere, soft and clean, make your heart and present your heart. Don't present your body. Your physical needs of your world. You can have thousands of appearances, beard and imama, etc. This will not give you success. Look towards your heart. Is my heart being made or not? Am I sincere or not? Am I requiring help or not? That look, how much mercy do I have for society? That I, for example, if we have no rahm for our children, we slap them, so how will we worry about other human beings? Wallahi, a person has rahm in his heart, even if he tells his children all night long, he'll tremble that I committed excess, I will ask for forgiveness for my children. Yes, and if you say something against somebody strange, yaqeen, believe me, he's tossing and turning on the bed. Did I say bad to this person? Has he got pain? Has it pierced his heart? He won't even feel it, the other person. But that person, you'll ask him for forgiveness, please forgive me. Are these our hearts? Are our hearts like this? Where have our salah and our ibadat gone? What do we think we are? Oh, just do dhikr. Yes, dhikr is not the basis. It's not the means. It's not the objective, sorry. It's not the quantity. Let me tell you this. The genuine article is what? Is that look at your heart. That due to dhikr, has my heart changed or not? Has it improved or not? Have the emotions of my heart improved or not? Have they brought me towards balance and care for others or not? If the heart is not made, qalb min salim, if love for the makhluk creation is not immersed in your heart, that more than yourself, you should be worried about others. You should be concerned about others. Your heart should be so merciful that you get happiness in forgiving others rather than seeking revenge. Not this, that whatever you get and you don't give to others, whatever they give to you, you seek revenge. No, if they break, you join. If they break, you join. I am not going to lay him off. He did this to me. I'm going to take revenge. No, you don't know. How dare you? Don't let him come to my house. I'll do this to him. X, Y, Z. He destroyed my life. And he swore at me. I'm going to swear at him. Everyone knows how to seek revenge. Take out revenge. But in the path of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the woman used to throw rubbish in his path. Nettles, thorns, obstacles. What did she not do? What did she not do? One day she didn't throw the stone, the rubbish. Is she ill today, that poor soul? Then he went to ask about her. That is she ill? Is she okay? Subhanallah. And when humanity, when a person amongst human beings is born like this, and he becomes a leader of the people, and in his heart there's this one ibadah of mercy, I swear by Allah, that Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes to that person. The dunya starts to recognize that person. Allah has created a person like this. I'll tell you, he's in our countries, Allah has created a person like this. Such human being Allah has created amongst the makhluk. We needed a person with humanity, remember, in whose heart has one fear, one quality. And what is that? That the human beings, that the mercy for the human beings is drowned. He's drowned in it. His heart is drowned in it. And he doesn't care about about himself. He's worried about other people's difficulties. You can see this. The whole dunya, a person like this, his name spreads around the world. Wali of Allah, he's accepted like this. Prostration, other actions, the benefit of all these things will happen at that time when the heart is qalb in salim, because the way that Allah Ta'ala wants the heart, Yeah, person who he drops himself, cries, he's humble, humility, who asks for forgiveness, who has rahm and mercy. This is called the heart. This is where we need to struggle and work hard, my brothers. Because these ibadat I've told you, they emanate from the heart, not from the hands, not from the foreheads, not from ruku. How? From where? From the heart, the clean heart. Come, let's promise to Allah, all of us, Allah Ta'ala, that you have put us onto the path, but tell us the objective of this path. Please tell us the effort and give us the sincerity for this path. That if you got tasbih, you use the tasbih. That's why the Naqshbandi does everything in isolation, not in the group, in the big gathering, showing people sit on your own after tahajjud, do maraqabah. Then in maraqabah, think, ponder, Allah, change my heart. Allah, dil badal de, change my heart, flip my heart towards the good. And put love in my heart for the human beings, Allah. And Allah's Nabi was doing dua masura, dua Allah Ta'ala. Give me love for the poor people. Teach me how to love the poor people. This is the dua Allah's Nabi made. That give me the love of the poor people, oh Allah. So you understand, my brothers? So this is the path, the line, soften the heart, so that the firmness comes up without such oppression takes place that we cannot imagine with a wife. With a wife, there's so much dhulm in our society that a person cannot imagine. We've come to this country. We'll do this. My brothers, we need to understand this is such a point that, for example, that he has hit his father. He's not hit his father, he's killed his father. You haven't given me a share of my land. You've given to the sisters, you haven't given me. He kills his father. Imagine. And he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim. And he will go on Hajj. And he will go around the Kaaba. And he will drink Zamzam, cup upon cup. He'll eat the dates of Medina Sharif. When he comes home, he'll hit his father. He'll swear at his father. No. Don't go to Makkah. Don't go to Medina. Don't drink Zamzam. Subhanallah. But your heart, bring the heart with the mercy of the tears. Makkah will come and Medina will come into your life. Put the tears of mercy into your hearts. Aswabala, this is what we need, my brothers. Work on the hearts. Make effort on the hearts. What's the effort on the heart? That as long as our heart is not made, improved, then consider our dhikr has not been completed. Increase the quantity of dhikr. And do as much as you can. Do as much dhikr as you can. Kathiran kathira. Listen to the words of your sheikh. Do amal on this. With one method, that Allah, change my heart for the better. Not this, that it's you. You know how good is your heart. Don't wait. Hazrat Sahab will tell me, why are you doing this sin? And Hazrat Sahab hasn't said anything to me that I'm truthful. No, this is not the case. That it's the sheikh's job to show you the path. He's shown you the path. Now you have to assess how hard is your heart. Assess yourself. Analyze how many sins do I commit with my heart. How many wrong messages of my heart I accept. How much greed, selfishness. How much am I showing off to people? Pride. How much is there sort of genuity? That for example, that a person, he's given forgiveness on not doing one sin. Not gossip mongering when he's given Jannah and Paradise. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq capability to do this act of worship. Ameen.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyyil ummiyyi wa azwajihi ummahatil mu'minin wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala ali ibrahima innaka hamidun majid sallim tasliman daiman abadan qadiran jazilan jazilan. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa hazlana wa yaddana wa khat'ana wa madana kulla zalika indana. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar wa qina azabal qabr wa qina azabal hashr wa qina azabal mizan wa adkhilna jannata ma'al abrar ya azizu ya ghaffar ya rabbal alamin ya rabbal alamin ya rabbal alamin. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا. يا دافي البليات اطف بلياتنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا. يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا. اللهم عافنا في بدني. اللهم عافنا في سمعي. اللهم عافنا في بصري. لا إله إلا أنت. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا. يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا 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 وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.